What's going on? What's going on, world? Big Unk, Triple X. Man, oh man, oh man. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you something. You have to stay faithful and true. You have to stay faithful and true. Listen. You're going to be tested no matter what. You are being interviewed by God. That's a fact. That's a fact. So, the thing that I want to jump right into and let you know today, this evening, thank God, because God told me to do this show. I've been slightly a little disobedient because I was supposed to do the show like at least a couple days ago. But I had a few things going on that actually distracted me, and I talked about distraction. So I want to finish the week being obedient and doing what God say do, because God already knew that I was going to do it the day before I knew I was going to do it. So I want to tell you is to stay faithful and true and be obedient to God's word. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your name. Thank you, Father God, for the blessings. Father God, thank you for the doubters. Thank you, Father God, for the babblers, the mumblers, the naysayers. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the people that think they got it figured out. Thank you, Father God, for the people that point out all the wrong like they do no wrong. Thank you, God. Father God, because I didn't know you made people to be so perfect in everything you do and everything they do. So thank you for those people. Thank you, Father God, for the adversity. Thank you, Father God, for me being faithful and true. Thank you, Father God, for the patience and humility, not just for me, but for the people that go through it. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, for life, for birth, for letting me see another day. Let me be able to pray and worship and praise you for another day, another time, breathing the air and the breath that you allow me to do. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Father God, I'm grateful on today. I'm grateful for my wife, my family, my friends, my neighbors, my co-workers, my social life. I'm thankful for my enemies. I am grateful and thankful for everything, every inch of everything and everybody. Thank you, Father God. Praise your name on this day, Father God, because see, you are an awesome God. You're a marvelous God. And Father God, we know that. Some of us just need to shout it out and acknowledge that in your name. Thank you, Father God. See, we got people, Father God, that's settled. They got a good amount of income coming in. They settled. You got people, Father God, that will do anything to get what they need to get. You got people, Father God, that's just distasteful, disgraceful, they disgraceful as well. Thank you, Father God. But see, Father God, the difference between me and them is that I know God and I pray to God. I believe in God and I have faith in God and I am true to God because you have said in your word and I got it on the wall, be still and know that I am God. That's in Psalms 46 and 10. Thank you, God. Be still and know that I am God. It don't matter about your witchcraft. It don't matter about your indirect praying. It don't matter about your mumbling, the things that you're pointing out. What is for you is for you and you only, and you can't stop it. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. See, today, Father God, I'm praying to you because I'm encouraging somebody. I'm giving somebody an increase today. I'm giving somebody an uplift today. I'm giving somebody, Father God, faith to be true today. I'm giving somebody encouragement today. Father God, I'm giving somebody energy today. I'm giving somebody a clear mind, Father God. I'm giving somebody vision to see and ears to hear and a tongue to stay silent. Thank you, Father God. Father God, I'm helping somebody to use their 2 feet to stay balanced. Thank you, Father God. I'm waking somebody up today, Father God. Somebody sick, somebody down, somebody going through depression, somebody got a doubt today, Father God. Somebody is going through something, and Father God, I declare and decree with the power invested in me that you heal that person, that you lift that person up, Father God, that you cover that person in the blood, you cover that person in the spirit, you bless that person to be what they need to be, but in order for them to do it, they got to receive their blessing, they got to be in line, they got to line up with God and what the word say. Thank you, Father God, on this day, because I know this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, on this day. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You can get in your little groups and huddle. You can talk, you can have conversations, you can do whatever you need to do, but the word of God prevails because God says so, because that's the same God that created you. Whether you believe in him or not. Amen. Amen. And I thank you on this day, because this is a wonderful day. This is a blessed day. And this is the day that you have made, Father God. And we're going to rejoice. We're going to shout. We're going to jump. We're going to be humble. And we're going to be glad in it. And we're going to consider all things joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, listen, man. God is awesome. God is doing some marvelous things. God is doing some work in people's lives. God is blessing people in their lives right now. And the thing that I want to tell you is that to stay faithful and stay true. Don't worry about the naysayers, because see, I'm going to tell you, when people talking about you, they actually helping you out. They actually help you being marketed. They actually help you being promoted. They actually helping you get out there so people can really help you. So let them talk. Don't never stop them. It's a good thing. That's what the book of James tells us. Consider everything joy. So what I want to share with you all today is being faithful and focused. Being faithful, being focused, and being true. So it says in the book of Matthew 6:24, it says no one can serve two masters. And let me explain that to you, why it says no one can serve two masters. See, you can't talk about me today and be my friend tomorrow. See, you can't gossip about me. You can't come up with these ideas that you write, because you put so much energy in saying, I'm right. Watch what I tell you. I know I see things. This is that. The same way you see things, other people see things, I see things. I just don't come in often, because it ain't my job. It's my job to stay focused. It says, be still and know that I am God. So I let God fight my battles. I don't got to fight with you, because it's childish anyway. So that's why I say you can't serve two masters, because you can't be on one side of the fence, but then you'll see what you're doing. You're straddling the fence. So you can't be on two different sides of the fence. You can't have one leg on the left side and then you got one leg on the right side. You're going to either be on the left or you're going to be on the right. It's just that simple. So it says no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other. And I just said that. Or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. That's what the words say. So let me break that down when it means that you can't serve God and money. What it's saying is that what the word is saying, what God is saying is that when you get money, you can't use your money for your own personal pleasures and principles and evil things. It means that use your money to help people and to give the way you promised God before you got there. See, too much is given as much as required. So when you beg and plead and pray to get there, now you got to do just that. So use your money for the good of the land and for the good of God and not for evil and wicked and treacherous things. So that's what it means when it says that you cannot serve God and money. So you can't be on the left side and the right. You got to be on one side or the other. You can't serve two masters. It's impossible. So it says in Proverbs 4:25, it says, let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. So when you let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you, that means that you are focused. You are faithful and true to what you have to do. Stay focused. Stay focused on what you have to do. Regardless of what people say, regardless of what people do, God has to say so, not them. They can be mad all they want. You know why? Because it either ain't them or they didn't want it to be you. And it ain't their job and their decision. Because see, people can make you out and form an opinion about you based on stereotypical issues on what they see on the outside and don't even know that you that bright and shining star on the inside. Don't even know. You know why? Because you're thinking with a carnal mind and God don't like forward thinkers. That's why. Proverbs 3:6. This is a good one. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will make all your pathways straight. Just a simple thank you, God. Just a simple I love you, God. Just a simple prayer to God. Acknowledging God. When you get something, all you got to do is say, thank you, God. Then whoever else comes after that, put God first. This is powerful in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. It says, for anything that becomes visible is light. Check it out. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. I'm going to stop right there for a minute. When it says, for anything that becomes visible is light, right? So that means what you're seeing right now is light to you because you see it. Then it says, therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Because, see, you can't always see things for what they are. Got to dig a little deeper. That's what it's saying. Look carefully then how you walk, not as you unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. So you ain't got time to be playing around. That's why I said, don't worry about what the people say. It could be your pastor. It could be the people in the church. It could be your family. It could be your coworkers. It could be your neighbors, folks in your social life. Listen, don't even be mad with them. That's all a part of the plan, all a part of the growth, all a part of the blessing, and all a part of your interview so you can get your promotion. Thank them. Thank them. You thank them. See, this right here is meant for somebody to hear. Because somebody going through something and they're silent about it. Go to God and stop holding it in. Ask God to open some doors for you. Ask God to bless you. Ask God to bless you with the things you need. Ask God to provide for you. And you have to catch it. You have to hold on to it. You got to keep it. Just like Jacob did the angel. He wrestled with that angel till he got his blessing. And he walked with the angel, had to touch the tendon of his hip just so Jacob to let him go. And Jacob started walking with a limp, but Jacob got his blessing. So you better fight for what's yours and you better stop giving up. You better dig. Because see, listen, you're going to always have friends. You're going to meet new friends. You're going to sometimes keep your old friends. But guess what? You have to look out for yourself and you have to find your own salvation. Because when it's time to interview with God, you can't take nobody with you but yourself. So you better look out for yourself so you can bless other people. And quit valuing all these friendships and emotional and personal feelings people have. And you know your well-being is more important than that. I ain't telling you don't care and I ain't telling you don't value it. But don't value it more than your well-being. Put God first. And your well-being. And hopefully if that friend or whoever that person is understand that, they'll never leave your side. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46:10. All right. It's big on Triple X, man. God just want me to drop in today to tell you that he loves you. God loves you. And Big Aunt loves you. But you better stay on your grind. And you better stay focused. It's out there for you. Thank God. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message and thank you for this word. And thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver this word on this day and to be blessed of this word on today. I thank you for everything, Father God, the blessing and the love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Hey, praise God and thank God for today. Tell your friends and family, subscribe to the show. Click on the video and subscribe to the show. Help me get to 200 subscribers. I only need 15 more. Help Big Unc out. God loves you. Till the next time. Peace.